WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Iowa Hawkeyes open the Big Ten tournament this evening in Chicago when they take on Northwestern. The Hawkeyes are the sixth seed after winning six of their final eight games to close the regular season and take on a Wildcat team that's lost eight straight games dating back to February 9th in a loss against the Hawkeyes in Iowa City. Northwestern has not won since losing senior forward Jared Swapshire to a knee injury, but Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says that they've played better the last couple of weeks.
Demps, Abrahamson in particular, have really stepped up for them. I think Ola has also increased his offensive production. I think his overall approach. You know, when we played him the first time, he wasn't really even looking at the basket that much, and now they're going to him. He's attacking. He's been impressive to me. I mean, those three guys, everybody else, you know, Sobolewski, Hearn, you know, those two guys are terrific. Marcatulio, they've always been good. But it's really been Demps, Abrahamson, and Ola, to me, that have stepped up their games in Swapshire's absence.
Iowa won both regular season matchups, but McCaffrey says that they've done far more than just review tape of those games to get ready.
So we see what worked for us, what they try to do to us, what we try to do to them, all those kinds of things. And then we have to show them the recent games. For example, you know, Michigan State, Ohio State, when they played really well. Penn State was a different kind of game. So they really understand, okay, it's one thing to say Abrahamson's playing better. Well, how? What's he doing? You know, what's Demps doing? Ola, you know, he got hurt in our game. He didn't shoot much the first, you know, what do you mean he's more aggressive offensive? Well, where's he getting the ball? You know, we'll show him all that kind of stuff. And it'll be plain to them that they're a different team and I think in many ways maybe a more difficult team to guard.
Wildcat freshman Cale Abrahamson is a product of West Des Moines Valley High School and was an AAU teammate to the Hawkeyes, Adam Woodbury and Mike Gazelle. He's averaged 10 points in the last three games. Tip-off at the United Center, 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have the game for you here on the radio. You can listen to it starting at 7 o'clock with the pregame show. Well, 19th-ranked Syracuse and number 24 Notre Dame have advanced to the Big East quarterfinals as they won last night. James Southerland and Brandon Trish led the Orange to a 75-63 win over Seton Hall, while Pat Connington scored a season-high 21 points and Tom Knight added a career-high 18 as the Irish knocked off Rutgers 69-61. Number 15 New Mexico reached the Mountain West semifinals with a 59-46 win last night over Wyoming. Well, Bucknell has earned its second NCAA tournament berth in three seasons, winning the Patriot League tourney. Mike Muscala scored six of his 20 points during a 10-2 run that gave the Bison a 51-40 lead with 3:52 left, and they went on to a 64-56 win over Lafayette last night. Well, the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association has announced its list of all sub-state basketball selections for the 2012-13 season. In Class 1A sub-state number 6, Adam Courtney of Guthrie Center and Spencer Rokols of Adair Casey were honored. In Class 1A sub-state 7, that team includes Ricky Williams and Brady Ryan of Riverside, Travis Herzberg and Damon Sunderman of Villisca, Austin Conser of Underwood, Trevor McKee of Cam, Brennan Azinger of Logan Magnolia, Cole Anderson of Exira EHK, and Jamison Delaney of Woodbine. The Class 2A Substate 7 team included Alex Welsh, Brad Bowdler, and T.J. Bauer, all of Nottoway Valley, while the Substate 8 team includes T.J. Stirk of IKM Manning, Britton Barrier of Tri-Center, Cole Neary and Sam Brinks of Kemper Catholic, Alex Sorensen of Trainer, Tucker Culgett of St. Albert, and Tanner Johnson and Pete Walker, both of Red Oak. In Class 3A, the Substate 8 team includes Dalton Franken and Sam Markham of Atlantic, Colby Taylor and Luke Neitzel of Creston, Trey Landsman of Harlan, Grant May of Glenwood, and Addison Ross of Carroll. Alex Reed of Lewis Central was named to the Class 4A Substate 1 team. Coaches who were honored as the Substate Coaches of the Year include Jason Schellingowski of Riverside in Class 1A Substate 7, Daryl Burmeister of Nottoway Valley in Class 2A Substate 7, Tyler Edwards of Kemper Catholic in Class 2A Substate 8, and Steve Blazik of Atlantic in Class 3A Substate number 8. Well, just when the Lakers were finally looking like the team everyone expected them to be, Kobe Bryant crumpled to the court. Now that playoff push in Los Angeles looks a lot more tenuous. Bryant went down with a severely sprained left ankle after missing a game-tying shot in the closing seconds of a loss to the Atlanta Hawks last night. While x-rays were negative, the Lakers said their star was out indefinitely. Bryant conceded it was the worst ankle sprain of his 16-year career, but he wouldn't speculate on how long he might be out. The 34-year-old said, "I'll just do what I have to do." With 16 games left in the regular season, Los Angeles holds a half-game lead over Utah for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. In that game last night, the Lakers fell 96-92 to Atlanta. Elsewhere, it was Miami over Philadelphia 98-94. Washington beat Milwaukee 106-93. Indiana dumping Minnesota 107-91. Boston topping Toronto 112-88. Houston over Phoenix 111-81. It was Oklahoma City topping Utah 110-87. Sacramento beat Chicago 121-79. Golden State over Detroit 105-97. Memphis beat the LA Clippers 96-85. Denver over New York 117-94. In the National Hockey League last night, it was a shootout as Montreal beat Ottawa 4-3. Also, New Jersey beat Philadelphia 5-2, and Calgary a 5-2 winner over Detroit. Atlantic senior shortstop Chad Christensen has been named as an honorable mention pick to the Rawlings Perfect Game All-Central Region team. The Central Region includes high school players from Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Christensen, who will become a five-year starter for the Trojans this season, has committed to play at North Iowa Area Community College in Mason City this fall. Primarily a shortstop who also handles some pitching duties, Chad helped lead Atlantic to a 19-11 record in the 2012 season. Well, the Washington Nationals say Steven Strasburg will make his second opening day start when the National League East champions host the Miami Marlins on April 1st. The right-hander went 15-6 with a 3.16 earned run average last season before he was shut down after 159 and a third innings. The Nationals did not want to tax his arm in his first season back from Tommy John surgery. Also around the league, Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Carlos Gomez agreed to a four-year, $28.3 million contract extension. Gomez hit .260 with 19 homers and 37 stolen bases in 137 games in 2012. The Royals are sending Luke Hoschaver to the bullpen after more than five seasons of shaky results in the starting rotation. The former number one draft pick had been competing with Bruce Chen, Will Smith, and Luis Mendoza for the fifth spot in Kansas City's revamped rotation. The Tigers have released Brennan Bosch. The 27-year-old outfielder hit .240 with 12 homers in 132 games for Detroit last season. In football news, Alex Smith wanted to be with the Kansas City Chiefs. He ultimately got his wish. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback was introduced at a news conference at the Chiefs training facility yesterday, capping a whirlwind day of physicals and meetings. Smith was traded to Kansas City for a pair of draft picks in a deal that was reached 2 weeks ago but couldn't become official until the league season officially started the year on Tuesday. Smith had turned around his career the past 2 years in San Francisco but lost his job to Colin Kaepernick when he sustained a concussion. Kaepernick ultimately led the 49ers to the Super Bowl, and Smith let the team know that he wanted to be traded or released rather than be a backup quarterback. Chiefs coach Andy Reid made it clear that Smith will be the starter in Kansas City. The Chiefs also have reached a deal with cornerback Dante Robinson. Robinson has played in 131 games over nine NFL seasons with the Houston Texans and the Atlanta Falcons. His career numbers include 580 tackles, 5.5 sacks, 17 interceptions, and 87 pass breakups. The Chiefs are overhauling a team that went 2-14 last season and will have the number one pick in the draft. They've also signed receiver Dwayne Bowe and punter Dustin Colquitt to long-term deals. They franchised their left tackle Brandon Albert and agreed to contracts with free agent tight end Anthony Fasano, defensive tackle Mike DeVito, and backup quarterback Chase Daniel. Elsewhere around the league, the Detroit Lions picked up a running back and a defensive end while keeping a cornerback during day two of the NFL's free agent market. Reggie Bush is joining the Lions, giving them another speedy playmaker for an offense that already includes star receiver Calvin Johnson. He's being brought in to help improve an inconsistent running game. Bush rushed for 986 yards for Miami last season after a 1,086-yard output for the Dolphins in 2011. Meanwhile, the agent for Jason Jones says the 26-year-old defensive end has agreed to terms with the Lions. Jones is from the Detroit area and played in 12 games with the Seattle Seahawks last season. Also, the agent for Detroit cornerback Chris Houston says the player has also agreed to a new deal that will keep him with the Lions. The Denver Broncos have signed Pro Bowl wide receiver Wes Welker to a two-year contract. Welker is the premier slot receiver in the league, catching 118 passes for 1,354 yards and six touchdowns for New England last season. He spent his last six seasons with the Patriots, catching 672 passes for 7,459 yards and 37 touchdowns. Indianapolis has signed Pro Bowl safety Laron Landry to a four-year package. Landry had a career-high 113 tackles, matched his career-high with two interceptions, and forced four fumbles for the New York Jets last season. The Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens released strong safety Bernard Pollard, who signed a three-year extension with Baltimore last season. Free agent safety Deshaun Goldson has agreed to a $41.25 million 5-year deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also, the Steelers and free agent quarterback Bruce Gradkowski have agreed to a 3-year contract. The Cardinals addressed one of their significant needs, reaching agreement on a 1-year contract with free agent running back Rashad Mendenhall. Arizona also inked quarterback Drew Stanton, cornerback Gerard Powers, safety Jeremiah Bell, and linebacker special teams ace Lorenzo Alexander. The New York Giants have signed 11-year veteran kicker Josh Brown. He scored more than 1,000 points for Cincinnati, Seattle, and St. Louis. Iowa State has extended the contract of wrestling coach Kevin Jackson through 2015. The Cyclones announced that extension yesterday, just a week before the NCAA championships begin in nearby Des Moines. Jackson, a former Olympic gold medalist, took over for current Penn State coach Cale Sanderson 4 seasons ago. Though the program has struggled since Sanderson's departure, Iowa State finished second at the recent Big 12 meet and doubled its dual meet victories from 2012. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says he's encouraged by the progress of the program's underclassmen. 7 of the team's 10 starters this season were freshmen or sophomores. Iowa State says that full details of Jackson's new contract will be released at a later date. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.